If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We go to Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, I saw something today that said we are in a quademic. I've never heard of this, a quademic. Really? Is that what's going on now?
Well, I mean, it's just that there are a lot of viral infections going around. In the United States, we're looking at an increase in COVID-19, influenza A, RSV primarily. People are also talking about human metapneumovirus, which is up a little bit, but not very dramatically, but scared a lot of people because there were a lot of cases of human metapneumovirus in northern China, causing ERs to get swamped. And it's scary because human metapneumovirus, even though we've known it for over 20 years, can be very serious in children and in people under 14. And of course, in the very elderly, the pregnant, the usual kinds of things, but particularly in children, since, unlike COVID-19, where the particular immune system that children have, which is different than in adults, was able to really handle the SARS-CoV-2 virus, little children are not as able to manage the human metapneumovirus. So, you know, every virus has its quirks and its differences. The other major virus that's going around that people are talking about is one that we spoke about last week, which is the norovirus. So, that's why people are calling it a quademic. Some people adding the fourth one as human metapneumovirus, and the other ones adding the fourth one as the norovirus, which is not a respiratory virus, but still very significant.
What do we know now about the bird flu and protecting your pet from the bird flu? And also, I saw something about raw pet food being an issue now, being a concern. Fill us in.
Sure. So it's been a major, what we call epizootic, that we've been experiencing now for a long time, a couple of years now, in birds with H5N1, which is a highly pathogenic virus to birds. And as you're aware, last year, that became a very significant threat to bovines. And that continues in this year, where we're having a lot of, especially dairy cows, that have extraordinarily high levels of the virus. And the amount of virus in the udder, in the breasts, if you will, of the cow are absolutely staggering, more than what we can grow in normal lab conditions. So that become a concern for obviously for the reasons that if you're having raw products from either birds or cows, in other words, products that are not heated up and killing the virus. So obviously, if you pasteurize milk, you kill the virus. If you cook the bird or the eggs, you're going to get rid of the virus. But people eat all kinds of uncooked or unpasteurized products, and so do animals. And so, especially cats, if you let them roam around the yard, they may kill a bird, and that bird may have bird flu. And the cats can be highly susceptible to H5N1. And we've discussed before the specific H5N1. That has been circulating in cows, and that, as you and I know, has already caused a human to, a gentleman to die in Louisiana. And that version, which that individual had, has now proven to be significantly adapted to mammals. So, in other words, our pets, our dogs, our cats are, although it's not so far been an issue in dogs, but yeah, cats humans, and all kinds of, like, seals, all kinds of other animals that have gotten H5N1. So it's something to be aware of, especially now that the mutations that exist in the most recent versions of H5N1 are down to only needing one more change to be able to spread easily between person to person. Right now, it's not a pandemic. It's not easily spread from person to person because it doesn't bind to the alpha 2,6 sialic acid receptors we have in our nose. It binds to alpha 2,3 receptors, and those are deeper in our airways and require, you know, higher exposure or in our GI tract, and that's why you really don't want to be drinking raw milk.
Dr. Eileen Martin, I know you want to talk about the Marburg and Africa. I promise we'll do that next time. We only have so much time for viruses here every morning, Dr. Marty. But I know you've been studying that. We'll get to that next week. Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.